USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
The Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bukha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Former President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are joined by former President Barack Obama for a White House photo op on how the Affordable Care Act is saving families money on health care. Obama says he's proud of having passed the ACA.
It's done what it was supposed to do. It's made a difference. First 20 million and now 30 million people have gotten covered thanks to the ACA.
He says it's allowed seniors to afford medication and young adults to afford health care. Attorney Ben Crump made a visit to the Orlando Free Fall ride at Icon Park today. Crump was hired by the family of Tyree Sampson, who was killed when he fell from the ride last month. Tyree Sampson was on the ride when he came out of his seat and fell to the ground. Sampson weighed 320 pounds at his death, which is about 40 pounds over the suggested weight limit for the ride. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee this week, but one vote that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson won't be getting is the Senate's top Republican.
Judge Jackson's apparent judicial philosophy is not well suited to our highest court.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, there speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. Judge Jackson is expected to win at least a few Republican votes, including Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, and Maine Senator Susan Collins. The president of France is taking action ahead of an upcoming election.
French President Emmanuel Macron, who faces an election on Sunday, has signed a ton of laws and measures aimed at tackling violent extremism and Islamist radicals in France. Rights activists almost immediately condemn Macron's actions, saying it gives law enforcement in France too much power and can shut down the Muslim population without any proper procedures. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the trial of Daryl Brooks Jr., the Waukesha Christmas Parade suspect, doesn't want to wait. The judge on Monday refusing to delay the trial, which continues to be set for October. The judge has not yet decided if the trial will remain in Waukesha County. Brooks Jr.'s lawyers say there's no way he can get a fair trial in Waukesha. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.